Welcome. The wise sage in my life these days is my rabbi, and I will often quote him over the next 6 months. And he teaches, we only truly forever own what we give. Our physical gains are temporary. Our materialistic achievements are fleeting. Our worldly accomplishments are short-term. Ultimately, the only true and lasting possessions are our spiritual ones, like the charity we give, or the time we take to heal a broken heart, or the kindness we demonstrate to people in need. When you think about being grateful and trusting in gratitude, the rabbi's message might be the trickiest. To give seems different than appreciating what you have. The thing we want to have is probably the thing we are least likely to give. And we all feel a restriction on something in our lives. There are people who just don't have a lot of capacity for love. It's hard to get them into a space where they express love, share love, so they tend to lack love. Some people don't have a lot of capacity for money, so they don't feel that they can give money. Some people don't have a lot of capacity for health, so how can they possibly contribute to the health of another? We all get stuck in our own rut where things feel very scarce. And this is a great moment in meditation to get unstuck, to practice what it feels like to give, to get yourself into a more giving state. Currently, LeBron James, the basketball player, has been really into meditation, and he says, before you win the game on the court, you need to win the game in your mind. So let's think about that. Personally, I want to give more, but I find this exercise today can be challenging. Sometimes I hold tight even though I want to give. So let's take this time and space in your mind, as I will in mine, to feel and imagine what it means to give more, a lot more. There's always a way to increase your capacity for flow. What's coming to you must move through you. So today, let's start with the thing that flows most naturally to you. Money, wisdom, energy, love, ideas. What is the thing that flows most naturally to you? And in your mind, in your heart, what is it like to be more generous with it? Tony Robbins has a great story about the day he became wealthy. He said it was a long time ago. He was in his 20s. He was broke, and he was really pissed off and frustrated. He said he was down to $25. He said, what the hell am I going to do with $25? He was living in LA. So he went to this Mexican place, El Torito, to load up on the buffet. He thought he could take a bunch home with him that would hold him over for a little bit. He gets to El Torito, sits down by the window, watches the yachts go by, and he focused on what he wanted instead of what he didn't want. So he got in a little bit of a better mindset, and he's eating this huge plate stacked up high. It was only $6.95. He's finishing his El Torito meal, taking some to go. This little boy comes in with his mom. The boy's dressed in a suit. He's 8 years old. Tony Robbins remembers how this little boy, so adorable, pulls out the seat for his mom. He had a presence at 8 years old. He was pure. He was a giver. So Tony Robbins was so moved by this little boy, he got up and he paid for their meal. Now he only had $17 left to his name. But he goes up to the table and he says to the little boy, I just want to acknowledge you for being such an extraordinary gentleman. And he said, that's the moment he got past scarcity. He said, I should have been scared to buy them a meal with the little money that I had. But he said, I realize something inside of us is more and greater than our limitations. And so he went home that same day, and lo and behold, in his mail was a letter with a check from someone who owed him money plus interest. He said he never thought he was going to get that money back. What does this mean, he asked. It means when you give, it's always going to come back. Just give, and the world will be greater than you can ever imagine. He said, that's the day I became rich. I never went back to scarcity. I never will. The secret to living is giving. Do it when you don't have it, and I promise scarcity will leave your life. Let me rephrase the question. What is restricted in your life? What feels scarce? Money, support, love, freedom, health? What does it feel like in your mind, in your heart, to open that restriction, to give money, to give support, to give love, to give freedom? When in your mind, before you went on the court in life, live in that space on the inside where you open your capacity for flow. We only truly forever own what we give. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Let's open the pathways. Open your mind. Open the places you feel restricted. Every inhale, open. Every exhale, free. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. If your attention wandered, inhale, open, exhale, free. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. Coming back to the moment. We only truly forever own what we give. And when you think about being grateful and trusting in gratitude, this might be tricky. To give seems different than appreciating what you have. But just like appreciating what you have, being in a state of giving is mental. Like LeBron said, win in your mind before you win on the court in life. What is restricted in your life? What feels scarce? And what does it feel like in your mind, in your heart, to open the pathways, to give money, to give support, to give love, to give freedom? Today, every day, live in that place on the inside. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. See you tomorrow. Peace.